Warning. This podcast may not be suitable for all audiences due to discussion of a particular conspiracy. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you for choosing Your Moment of Kim, official podcast of comicbookgoddess.com. Brought to you by the SSDWC, the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest. Hello and welcome to yet another Moment of Kim. First, a special note. Harry, who was our media liaison with the SSDWC, the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, wanted me to extend to you an apology. Apparently, our podcasting schedule got mixed up with that of Universe 438A. Or was that 476B? Well, I'm not sure. But apparently in this alternate universe, they decided that the Sun King required just a little bit more in the way of a gestation period, and that the Calic would be more comfortable if she gathered her firewood at the beginning of winter. So as an upshot, when Christianity came around, Christmas ended up where Imbolc is, and Candlemas ended up where Christmas is, and don't ask me what they do with the groundhog. So, in other words, on our podcasting schedule, we had the Christmas episode down for February 1st. In that case, it's actually early. So, in the spirit of the holiday season, I'd like to present Your Moment of Kim's holiday episode.
Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy.
Dear SSDWC, I'm 28 years old. Some of my geeky friends say that there is no Santa conspiracy. The comic book goddess says, if you hear it on Your Moment of Kim, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa conspiracy? Virginia.
Virginia, your geeky friends are wrong. They have been sadly affected by the optimism of a fantastical age. They do not believe in things that they can see. They think that nothing can be but that which is only comprehensible by their geeky minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they watch football or Star Trek, are geeky. In this great universe of ours, the geek is a mere machine, a cog of a robot in his innocence, as compared with the boundless conspiracy about him, as measured by the suspicious, those capable of grasping the breadth and pervasiveness of the evil mind control devices that support the conspiracy. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa conspiracy. It exists as certainly as greed and avarice and sneakiness exists. And you know that they abound and give to your life its greatest opportunities for advancement. Alas, how much less money would be in the entertainment world if there were no Santa conspiracy? The entertainment economy would be as depressed as if there were no video games, comic book movies, or laser-guided hallucination-generating devices in orbit above us. There could still be childlike faith then, and poetry, and romance to erode the profits of these ventures. We should have no mass delusions to cloud our senses and sight. The eternal night with which childlike gullibility fills the world would be enlightened. Not believe in the Santa conspiracy? You might as well not believe in advertising. You might get your game master to hire minions to haunt all of the malls during the Christmas season and tell every little child that there is no Santa Claus. But even if they do tell that to a young child, would they be believed? None can discount the boundless hope and avarice that needs only a gift under the tree to be proven for another year. We all see Santa Claus in movies, in malls, and in terminal Christmas specials, but that is no sign that there is a Santa Claus. Some of the least real things in the world are those that both children and men can see. Did you ever see advertising? Movies? The television news? Of course you have, but that's no proof that what it shows is truly there. Advertising works only because people can conceive and imagine all the wonders that are seen and seeable in the world. Even once you've torn apart the cover stories to see the man behind the curtain, there will still be a veil covering the seen world that not the strongest drug, nor even the united strength of the theories of all the scientists of the world that ever lived could tear apart. It is this veil of shredded innocence that protects us from the faith, fancy, poetry, love, and romance that could push aside that curtain to view or picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. And is it in your head or is it real? As you may have heard, my dear Virginia, of course it's in your head. But why should that mean that it is not real? Understand this, and you too shall abide. No Santa conspiracy! Thank God it lives and allows them to take your money forever. 1,000 years. Nay, Virginia, 10,000 parsecs from now. Nay, 1.21 gigawatts!
1.21 gigawatts?
1.21 gigawatts?
1.21 gigawatts?
1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt?
Great Scott!
Marty!
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever gonna strike.
We do now.
Where was I? Oh, yes. 67 years from now, the Santa conspiracy will continue to make foolish the heart of childhood, and consequently set them up for that most important of lessons. That no one can ever be trusted.
We here at the SSDWC would like to wish you and yours a happy religious festival of your choice.
He thought he would be the hero who solved the family crisis. He expected to take a simple trip to recover some old debts. He believed he would collect his money without any trouble. He was very mistaken. By the time Ray Davis realizes what he's gotten himself into, money is no longer important to him. Living to see another sunrise is. Acts of Desperation is the debut podcast novel from Tim Dodge. Subscribe today at www.timdodgestories.com. Keep your enemies close and your friends closer.
The podcast you are listening to is part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinestudios.com.
Hello and welcome to your very first Geek Pantheon and Your Moment of Kim housekeeping segment. I am Kim, the comic book goddess, but I suspect that you either knew that already or you really haven't been paying attention. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for listening. This show is a blast to make, even if sometimes I'm stuck waiting for that last piece of the idea before I release it. You may not know this, but this was not the original concept for this feed. In fact, I'd planned to do something quite different. It just sort of came out this way, and then kept coming out this way, and then I realized that, yes, this is exactly what I want to be doing. So, I have a little contest for you. Let me tell you how to enter first, and then we'll get to the prize. So, there's three basic ways to enter this contest. Number one, you can write me a review on iTunes, or one of the other podcast-catching communities, or your own personal blog, or even mention me in your podcast. But here's the kicker. You have to send me an email to let me know you did it, and that your review is an entry into the contest. Note, I didn't say I necessarily needed a good review, it's just I would rather review than like a brownie recipe or something. The second way to enter the contest is to make a recording of yourself saying the word dude. That's it. Just say dude in, 3 to 10 different ways in one little tiny file and send it to my email address. And the third and final way to enter the contest is to send me an email. Tell me what you think of the show, what you like, what you didn't like, what you would never want to see on the show, and some things that you really wish I would do. This all-powerful email address, by the way, is podcast@geekpantheon.com. You are, of course, welcome to do all three or even review me on multiple blogs and or podcasts, in which case you will receive additional chances to win the contest. Now, what will you win? You will win a song. It is your choice what the song is about. The song can be about you. It can be about kumquats, although I don't know that much about kumquats, so maybe I wouldn't really suggest that. Or I could even do a cover of a popular song. Of course, the popular song you pick better not suck. Okay, so one more drop for that email address. It's podcast@geekpantheon.com. Well, now, I think you guys have been good boys and girls this holiday season, so I'm going to leave you a treat. This song is moderately blasphemous, but a whole hell of a lot of fun. It's been played this season on Out of the Coffin podcast and Brain Douche's podcast, and has the distinction of being the only song I've played on this podcast at all that has someone other than me playing on it. So, I give you Holidays Suck by Devils Are Girls' Best Friends. I can go for Chinese or Indian. Oh, fast food is just so good. Christmas here and I'm nothing to eat. What's a terror in the night to do? Little kids are fast asleep and the parents smuggled outside too. I'm also hungry. Not for candy. Maybe I'll hit a gas station. The attendant's always filled up. You're in church, you cripple of monster. The penitent aftertaste burns on I can wait. I have eternity. You'll have less.
This podcast has been produced by Comic Book Goddess Productions. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit comicbookgoddess.com for a list of other podcasts to which Kim has contributed. Absolutely no information about the Secret Society for Delayed World Conquest, or SSDWC, is available at ssdwc.org. Seriously, we're trying to take over the world. Who has time for websites? Theme was recorded during the composition process for Holidays Suck by Devils Are a Girl's Best Friends. The completed version is available in this episode. Weren't you listening? Other music is by Comic Book Goddess, including certain six-note parodies. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. And it's much more fun because of that.